You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 24, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Uganda has made a significant agreement with the United States to accept deported migrants. A primary condition is that the migrants must not have criminal records. Uganda will also refuse to accept unaccompanied minors, reflecting concerns about care for children traveling without guardians. The Ugandan Ministry of Foreign Affairs has confirmed that the deal has been concluded, though specific details are still being finalized. This agreement positions Uganda as the latest African nation to participate in the Trump administration's third country deportation program. This program involves the U.S. deporting individuals to a country that is neither their country of origin nor the country they initially entered the U.S. from. This strategy is used when the U.S. cannot deport individuals to their home countries due to various reasons, including lack of diplomatic relations or security concerns. Rwanda has also agreed to accept up to 250 deportees from the United States. The Rwandan government cites societal values of reintegration and rehabilitation as part of their decision. Under the agreement with Rwanda, the country retains the ability to approve each individual proposed for resettlement. Approved individuals in Rwanda will receive workforce training, health care, and accommodation support. The U.S. has already deported migrants to other African nations, including those deemed dangerous by the U.S. State Department. For example, 13 men described as dangerous criminals were deported to Eswatini and South Sudan last month. The U.S. State Department deems South Sudan too dangerous for Americans to travel to. A spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security referred to the 8 migrants deported to South Sudan as sickos and barbaric, stating they all had criminal records. The U.S. Supreme Court allowed the deportation to South Sudan to proceed in late June. A human rights lawyer in Eswatini has challenged the legality of detaining these men indefinitely, arguing they are being denied legal representation. While Uganda will only accept migrants without criminal records, the U.S. has previously deported individuals with criminal backgrounds to other African countries. The Trump administration is actively seeking more such deals with African countries as part of a broader effort to deport millions of undocumented immigrants. The U.S. Supreme Court gave the green light to efforts to deport migrants to countries other than their homeland in June. Human rights groups have expressed concerns that these removals could violate international law. These concerns often revolve around the treatment of deportees and their access to legal representation. Eswatini, one of the countries accepting U.S. deportees, is an absolute monarchy where political parties are effectively banned. The U.S. State Department advises increased caution when visiting Eswatini due to crime and civil unrest. Uganda already hosts around 2 million asylum seekers from neighboring countries, primarily from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Sudan, and South Sudan. This existing refugee population highlights Uganda's role in providing refuge to those fleeing conflict and instability. The influx of new deportees from the U.S. could strain Uganda's resources and infrastructure. The legal status and rights of deportees in Uganda are significant concerns, especially given reports of indefinite detention in other nations. The agreements between the U.S. and African nations signify a troubling shift in U.S.-Africa relations. The U.S. has been mounting considerable pressure on African countries to accept deportees. This pressure raises questions about the sovereignty of African nations in these deals. The lack of transparency surrounding these agreements is also a significant concern. The U.S. authorities did not name the men deported to Eswatini or specify their detention circumstances. This secrecy complicates monitoring the treatment of deportees and ensuring their rights are protected. As more African nations are approached for such deals, scrutiny of the terms and conditions is crucial to prevent potential human rights abuses. Copyright, African Elements.